Brian and Janelle, we're pleased to have back with us our friends and regular contributors with My Marriage Matters, Joe and Cindy Farini. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to be with you.
Boy, if Joe would just listen to you, you've got it all figured out, right, Cindy? I mean, come on.
That's how marriage works. Exactly, Brian.
And Joe can't argue with that, right? Joe, she's got it all figured out.
I'm not saying anything here. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
But this is such an important topic, and I'm anxious to hear what y'all have to say about it. But so humility can bring health and healing, huh?
Absolutely.
I think that's really like the bottom line of so many things. But I feel like it's just such a posture that we take. You know, we either become like the winners or we're the losers, we're the victor or we're the victim. But when we take on a spirit of or a posture of humility, there's really just it kind of really helps the healing and the health process of a marriage. So if we take a look at just the definition of humility, it says it's a lack of pride, it's a lack of vanity, and it's a modest view of one's importance.
But to, be on my friend Joe's side, so he doesn't get in trouble, I should say. Cindy, I mean, husbands are wrong all the time. Someone needs to tell them.
Well, not all the time. I think when we use the words all and never, we get ourselves in trouble. Yeah. And, it's really interesting because when we were speaking for Family Life and we would hear different people's situations, honestly, it's a situation that goes both ways. You know, sometimes it's the guy who's not paying attention and, always the right person. And then sometimes it's the woman who's saying the same thing, So it's, I don't know that it's 50-50. I don't have a percentage, but it's not just one.
So are you all saying that we should like never win? Like we should be competing for who loses in arguments?
No, I don't think it's a matter of winning and losing. I think it's a matter of really understanding each other and coming to an understanding. And, marriage is a lot of compromise. I think we'd all like to win all the time, but that isn't the goal of marriage.
How from a position of humility, how do you make sure on either side that sin is addressed and called out appropriately? Like when there is issues,
wow, man.
I'm just saying, no. It could be me. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like where you don't dance around things that seriously need to be called out. Let's say it's lack of accountability from a woman's perspective, from the woman. How does the husband from a humble standpoint call it out in its seriousness?
So that's a good question. I think when we take it back to what is a person's posture, if a person doesn't want to listen, when I say listen, I'm not meaning like
obey,
do it just because I said it.
Yeah.
Listen to understand. If they don't want to do that and they just want their own way, And we can go through kind of who the victor and who the victim is here in a minute. But if they just want their own way, then they're not a teachable person. And that's what becomes very difficult because you can say all you want. Like just even, for instance, say the person who's the victim and it's always, woe is me. If somebody addressed that person and said, I noticed that you've been complaining a lot, that might be a good, kind way to address an issue. But if they don't really care to know or learn, they don't really care that they're complaining. Mm-hmm. And so as a Christian, we should have a posture of humility. Look at our Savior Jesus. Look at the posture of humility that he displayed. Mm-hmm. And yet we will never probably be called to do, die for somebody else.
Right.
So it's a matter of how are we walking our walk.
Joe and Cindy, I know you want to take some time to distinguish between like what a victor and a winner is, and then versus victim and loser. So what's a victor or a winner?
Sure. I'll start on this one here, Brian. The reality is there's nothing more stressful than having to walk on eggshells, no matter what the relationship, whether it's in a marriage relationship, a business relationship, or with your neighbors. And if we can just go back and track what is the origin of the situation that we're now in, oftentimes it's just because we just find ourselves to being isolated from one another. But this isolation will lead to and bring us to a point of one of you becoming the victor and one of you becoming a victim. Hmm. And you can distinguish very easily which one is taking on which role. because, you know, the victor is going to be saying, hey, I'm the one in control here. It's going to be my way or the highway. And basically, if you don't follow along, it's too bad. I'm the hero here. And you just have to basically live out what I'm telling you to do. And it may not be as straightforward and harsh as that may sound, but the reality is that that's how some relationships come across. They're very unhealthy, and the evidence is that there is no humility being shown at this point in time in the relationship. And Cindy hit it right on the head that, you know, how do you begin to address someone who is a victor all the time is that that person has to be willing to come to the point of just being able to and wanting to listen to what's being said here. And if there's something wrong in the relationship, it has to be brought to the table. And this is not, rocket science. It's just one of those things that there's something wrong in the marriage. There's something wrong in a relationship. And most likely it's because someone has taken on a posture, Cindy said, or a role that they've not been relegated to do. And taking on a role of humility is just one of those things that doesn't come comfortably to people. But I can tell you with complete confidence that when we are in a posture of humility for each other and desiring to serve one another, that's when real love and relationships can begin to flourish at that point. So
just said that it doesn't come natural to some people, what's at the heart of humility? Like, is it willing yourself into it and saying, okay, this next interaction, I'm going to be humble? For a believer, what's at the heart of being humble?
Well, you know, by definition, I mean, of humility is a result of a lack of pride and the flourishing of vanity in someone's life. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that is one of the root causes of what leads to a lack of humility in that marriage relationship, mm-hmm. and or any relationship for that matter. And so that really needs to be rooted out, so to speak.
And, you know, just to take an extra step there, too, I think, too, when someone has that victor mentality, I have to win, they probably won't be apologizing. You won't hear them saying, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Because their stance, as Joe was saying, is like, I'm in control. I'm the tough one. They might even be pushy. Or they might just be really assertive in a very subliminal kind of way. Mm-hmm. But they just have such a belief in themselves and they exaggerate who they are that they don't really care what anybody else thinks. And then there's no humility there.
And see, this juxtaposition sounds kind of extreme, right? But how often do you encounter this with couples, whether it's a subtle issue in their marriage or a major one?
I would say we see this in every marriage, but it's a matter, as we say, of how much humility you bring to the marriage to make it work and to be able to compromise, because we really shouldn't be saying, you know, I'm the winner, you the loser. Joe, what do you usually say when people say that? If I'm the winner.
Well, if you're the winner, you know, the point is that you get to go to bed with a loser.
That's messed up.
You know? That's a great line. Did you make that up?
I can't remember. I don't know.
That means you did. I never You're did. So humble. to bed with a loser.
So when you think about, you know, that kind of an attitude, I mean, that's really sad. Yeah. And then the other thing is, too, you know, sometimes people can be both the victor and the victim. Then we get into the whole narcissistic thing, which is not why we're here today. But I know people who play both parts so well and in the same situation. And once you learn some of these things, you start to see it so easily. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say it's funny, but there is sort of a comedy to it when you say, wow, they're not only like in control of everything, but wow, they're also poor me.
Yeah. And you know, what I've found is without, you know, going to one of those family life events, like you all have talked about, or without doing counseling, it's hard to see these kind of patterns in a marriage. Don't you think?
Well, definitely, because you want to be right.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Anybody, me too, you know,
yeah.
All of us, we do want to be right. It feels better to be right. You know, I love when I hear people who don't know what they're talking about something and they go on, and then someone who does know what they're talking about says something and that other person doesn't even say, oh my gosh, like I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the concert pianist coming to your house and saying, oh, who plays the piano? And you don't know that they're a concert pianist. And you say, oh, I play the piano. But if you knew who you were talking to, you wouldn't want to sit down and play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a humility there, you know? And, you know, just because you took lessons for 7 years doesn't mean you're the concert pianist when they walk in your door. So there's just a humility in life, and sometimes we miss the point.
It made me think immediately of when I was teaching. We had like a teaching, like in-service day, and we all went out to lunch. Mm-hmm. I went out with some people I didn't know. And I thought it was so big time. We went to this Mexican restaurant, and I like said please and thank you in Spanish, not knowing I'm sitting next to the Spanish teacher.
What?
And they went next to order and like had a whole conversation. I was like, sorry, guys.
Oh, wow.
I don't know much about Spanish.
There you go.
That's a great example there.
Right. Very good point.
So embarrassing. But hey, okay, so this is fascinating stuff. I think it's really important. So where can folks go to get more resources from you all in terms of learning more about humility in marriage?
Oh, gosh. Well, I wish we would have had time to do victim, because that's a good one, too. But let me just end it with saying, let's make time.
Go.
Okay. Because I think it's important, because if we just know who the victor is, we don't know who the victim is, you know?
Yeah.
And so for the victim person, you know, they're going to be like, poor me, you know, everything goes wrong for me. Even if it's not directed to them, they're always the hurt one. Things are always bad for them. It always happens to me. There's no reason for me to try. I'll always fail. He's this way, I'm that way. Always making excuses, blaming everybody else. And so when you don't take responsibility, you just recognize this low self-esteem. It's unhealthy. It's not God glorifying either, that's for sure. But what happens is we will default to one of these, whether it's in a disagreement, whether it's a conversation. And if we don't add humility to it, we will default to one of these two. And so I will just end our conversation by saying that you can bring in humility when you listen to understand, and then when you understand to take action, and then when your action brings you to reconciliation. And I'm not just talking about we have to forgive each other for big sins. I'm just talking about reconciliation that keeps our marriage flowing and going and being, you know, strong and striving.
Can you give that path one more time, Cindy? I think that's really important.
Yes. When you bring in humility, it is to listen to understand, understand to act, and act to reconcile.
That's good.
Yeah.
So good. And I'd venture to guess you all are going to be doing something on Facebook to help folks out.
You know, I will put that, since we put that together, I'll put that on our Facebook page today. And this, which we're so thankful for Ron and for our web guy who puts this together, and his name is Kevin, and then we'll put it on our website so people can listen to it again if they'd like to.
And again, how can folks find you?
Yes, just Cindy Farini is good.
CindyFarini.com. CindyFarini.com. There you go.